Roy, first of all, congratulations on this. You, the other coaches, all the players that you had. I've got to ask you this: when you've got different coaches, you've got different players, how do you manage to keep it all together?
Well, you know what? I think it's about sending a consistent message. We've tried to do that right from the start of this process, and build a way that we wanted to play on both ends of the floor, and find character guys all around the world, and some of them here locally, that we're willing to sacrifice and give to that vision. And it's really come on the backs of our players. They've been absolutely tremendous.
What was your reaction, Roy, that when that game is over, you know, you guys have won, you look at the guys who've been there. I mean, I'm thinking of a guy like Joel Anthony. I mean, if there's a Captain Canada, it's Joel Anthony, who every time I go online and I watch Canada play, or I pull up a box score, he's there. What was your first thought when you guys finally clinched that game, finally clinched the chance to go to the World Cup?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't sure whether we were really in or not. I mean, I wasn't really focused on, was this game going to get us in or not? It was just, we had to win this game and then we had to get ready for the next game. And so I was a little bit kind of, caught off guard and wasn't too sure for a quick second there whether or not that was enough to get it done. But, afterwards, we just got settled in for 2 seconds and just smiled and enjoyed it. And obviously, the first person that I wanted to get congratulations to was Joel Anthony. I mean, exactly what you said. He's been, such a staple for us for so many years in our program, and an incredible leader in the locker room, and just just an incredible leader for everything we're trying to build as far as a kind of selfless culture that's built on sacrifice. I mean, he's the poster for that. And so it was really, really special for him, and then really special for all of our guys. And we celebrated, but in a not over the top way, because we still got some games to play and we're not done yet.
Roy, when did you and the people around the Canadian team, when did you get a sense that things had turned around? Because again, this is such a grueling qualifying process, and I would just urge people, just go look at the schedule and where you played and the games you had to play and the times you had to play them and the travel. But when did you get the sense that this was we got a real shot here?
Yeah, well, I think for me personally, it was, when we got the group together in the last window in Montreal, and we really had two groups. You know, we had our NBA players that played against Brazil there, and then we took a group of non-NBA players to Chile the following for the next game, and got a chance to mix those groups, got a chance to sit down and really talk about where we were at and where we were going. And Tristan Thompson and Corey Joseph, shared their stories of, what they've been through at the NBA level to win a world championship, and also kind of with their stories in the national team program. And Joel Anthony shared his. And, once the players started to really kind of get involved in the messaging, for me at that point in time, it just felt like something special was really starting to build. And that communication has continued. And, like we say to all of our guys, our roles may be different, but we're valued the same. And I think we're starting to live that.
Mm. The amazing thing to me about this group too is, generally when you play in a qualifying round, whether you're qualifying for the World Cup of Soccer or the World whatever event you're qualifying for, generally that barring injury, you're going to be playing in that championship. I don't want to get into specifics here, but the fact of the matter is, you got a limited roster. You can't take, I don't think you can take all 35 guys who played for you. How hard is it to maintain focus? I mean, you talked about understanding your role and sort of how there's a shared responsibility and how there's a shared, the goal at the end is going to be shared. But, I mean, these guys are human beings as well. And essentially, you're asking not just you, but essentially these guys are being asked to give it their all, blood, sweat, and tears. And you know what? There's a chance that as good as you were, as many games as you won, we may not be able to take you to China.
Yeah, well, I think it's all about being really honest. I mean, and laying it out on the table. And, what are our motivations for representing our country? Are they for a particular outcome, to be part of a particular experience? Or is it just to honor and treasure wearing the uniform every time you get an opportunity? And, I think we've all been really honest about that, players, coaches, management, and tried to build a message of, what it means to represent your country. And for us, I think our guys have, you know, just bought into that, and they believe it and they live it. And you know what? I would say this. If we had an opportunity to bring all 35 guys to China, I'd love to be able to do that. And whether that just means only 12 could sit on the bench. But if we have to put, the rest of them in the stands right behind the bench, wouldn't that be incredible? So, you know what? I mean, we're gonna dream the dream, and, you know, the realities will be the realities. But I think every single player that's represented us feels like they're going to be part of it, whether they're in China or not.
You know, if you talk to people around the national hockey program, they'll tell you that one of the reasons Canada's been able to maintain such a high level, you know, at the Olympics and competitions of that nature, obviously the talent helps. But also there's kind of a sense that once you're in the Hockey Canada system, you do things a certain way. You're taught certain aspects of the game a certain way. It doesn't matter what you do when you play for your club team. Hey, when we go internationally, this is what we do. This is how we approach the game. Does Canada basketball have the same mindset? You know, and we can talk about the men's and women's program. Essentially, is there a Canadian way of approaching a game internationally now?
Certainly, we're getting closer and closer, and I think we're, for the most part, we're there now. And, you know, a lot of that is the fact that, you know, many of these 35 guys that we've seen represent us in the windows have played for us throughout their growing stage. And they played for us when they were young kids, under 16, under 17. They played in, you know, Commonwealth games, FISU games. They represented Canada on many levels throughout their career. So they've come up through our system. And I think we've developed the way that we want to play, and we've developed the way that we want to approach the game. And so that's becoming more and more clear, and that's an exciting part of our build as well.
Roy, listen, we're going to let you run. I really appreciate you doing this. And again, congratulations. It's a tremendous accomplishment. A lot of us who covered Canadian college basketball when we were starting out in the business and, you know, we're covering tournaments at the University of Winnipeg and University of Manitoba, it means a lot to us to see this team go to the World Cup. And thanks so much. And continued success, man. It's a great story. And
thank
keep
you.
It going.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.